here's the thing. Government says the people who are Anglophones already have access to healthcare in English in Quebec. Sure, but it's not always easy. It works if you present yourself at a bilingual institution. It doesn't work so well if you present yourself at an institution that isn't necessarily bilingual, because they may want to offer you that service, but they may not have the staff on hand. They may not have the bilingual healthcare professionals to help you. And that's, in theory, they want as many healthcare professionals as possible. But it's never a bad thing to have people who can serve more people, serve Francophones and Anglophones in their primary language, because healthcare is something that you want to be able to understand everything. You want to be able to understand the diagnosis. You want to be able to understand the prescription. You want to be able to understand the directive, the condition you have. And struggling through a language barrier can make that more difficult. Now, the bill does have some parts that will lead to having less bilingual people in the public service in general and in the healthcare service. So the healthcare service, just like any other employer in Quebec, is now going to have to justify with the Ministry of the French Language every single bilingual hire that it makes. So if you post a job that is bilingual imperative, you'll have to justify that to government. And that's going to put a lot of pressure on the healthcare system to maybe not post bilingual jobs. And in turn, that's going to make bilingual hires more difficult. Another part that is in Bill 96 is the cap on enrollment for English cégeps. A lot of our nurses are trained by Anglophone cégeps, whether it's Heritage College or some of the Montreal colleges. Well, with an enrollment cap, it means that we may have less nurses that come from Anglophone cégeps that therefore can communicate adequately with people who are looking for services in English. So those are dispositions of Bill 96 that will have an impact on people's ability to have services in English when they look for those healthcare services. It's not just the doctor-patient relationship, but it's also that type of assurance that people who can communicate are in our hospitals and are available for patients who need it.